I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow's easy-to-assemble modular sofas and sectionals are made from premium, durable materials, including stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. So they're not just comfortable and stylish, they're built to last. Plus, every single Burrow order ships free right to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order at burrow.com/ACAST. That's 15% off at burrow.com/ACAST.
Coming to you live from Alola's Battle Royale Dome, it's the one, the only Puckle Battlecast.
And welcome to the ninth episode of Battlecast. I am your host, Trainer Thatch, here today with my superb co-hosts,
Shamu,
Sublime,
R Sigma.
And we are here to bring you, like I said, Puckle's Battlecast, the show where we discuss a competitive meta once a month and just go over what's popular in it and talk about how to get good in it. Get good. Maybe we should call it Puckle Get Good or something like that instead of Battlecast. That's like a way better name. So this month, we are going to be doing the VGC 2017 meta, where we're going to go ahead and we're going to break down. We've got a list from Sigma found it from, who is it from Sigma?
World champion Ryota Otsubo.
Yeah, there we go.
Translated by Hibiki VGC.
Yes, and it's a nice list of a lot of the popular cores in VGC at the moment. And honestly, nothing feels surprising to me. Looking at it, I don't know about you guys, but I don't think anything in there honestly surprises me. It's
it feels
either like it's an old thing brought up or a single strategy brought over, mostly in terms of like the rain teams that are popping up. I think the rain teams are a huge thing just because it's not like we wouldn't have seen them in VGC at the same time as we saw them in OU when they occurred with Mega Swampert. But because the meta, the VGC 17 meta was way different than the OU meta at the time, we didn't see it happen. And now that VGC 18 is happening, we're seeing that rain team. And so like nothing really surprises me, honestly. It seems very straightforward. You either see some kind of VGC 17 strategy shifted over, or you see some VGC 15 strategy shifted over, which is updated. I shouldn't say shifted over, but like some kind of updated set. So let's go ahead and break it down. I think it's going to be a lot of fun just to sit down and talk about the teams. So the first one is the Charizard Y standard that is brought up, which is Charizard Y, Lando T, Cresselia. Like, it's a fantastic core, in my honest opinion, because all three of those have fantastic synergy. They have, like, Cresselia has become, I didn't realize the power of Cresselia this year in the VGC format. I was not a huge player when it came to Icy Wind in 2016, which when I've like really gotten to VGC was 2016. And I mean, speed control is a huge part of the game in VGC. I think more so than OU.
Definitely. Yeah. I can agree with you there.
I think more so than OU, speed control is a bigger thing. Like in OU, I'd say you have more like offensive speed control in that you have speed control on your side versus controlling the speed on your opponent's side, right?
They're gonna switch. It's the thing. It's like it's not really a big problem for them. They're just to switch out to something else half the time.
Exactly. And so in VGC, you have things like Tailwind, which are much more prominent because you can actually utilize it in a timely manner. And you have we were talking about Icy Wind in OU recently. You and I were, at least, Shamu.
Yeah.
But I think Icy Wind is way more prevalent, obviously, in the doubles format.
And oh, Cresselia, both of them and lower their, both of their speeds. Mm-hmm. So essentially, if the opponent wants to get rid of that, they'd have to either boost both Pokemon speed up by one or switch both Pokemon out.
Yeah.
Or just deal with it.
I think Cresselia is just a fantastic user of Icy Wind as well. I think it is one of the best. Yeah. Just because of its bulk and just how well it can utilize that. So it's fantastic. I think one of these won like a mid-season showdown recently as well.
Most of these cores have.
Yeah, most of these cores. Yeah, that's true. They're fairly reasonable. I mean, this is really cool though. I really do like it because you can fit a lot of things in with this as well. Because Charizard Y is a really good Pokemon, especially in this format, compared to Charizard X and OU or something like that. I think Charizard Y is excellent in this format because it gets access to Heat Wave. It's immune to Earthquake, which is always a plus, right? Because either your opponent has a Landorus, which really can't do anything, but maybe Rock Slide, or you'll have a Landorus that you can just keep spamming the Earthquake button, right? And I honestly, I love that. I just love it. I think flying types are a huge plus in VGC. So that's where it starts. But yeah, I mean, you can put a lot of things in there. You just have to play somewhat conservatively with that Charizard. Because I was futzing around with a team. You sent a team to me recently, Sigma, about this. With this core. And so like I've been futzing with it and playing around with it because I have a very specific like Cresselia set that I like to play with. And
yeah, it's a really customizable core.
Yeah, and I was playing around with it, and Charizard is definitely something you have to like conserve when you play with that core, because that one's probably the most fragile of the pieces. The Lando Crest is just fantastic. I mean, you could definitely like play a chalk setup with that as well. Like there is like a Naganadel chalk that goes around. It's not as good as some of these, but it's still fun. It's very straightforward, and I think it's like a very good like beginner's team. Just running Naganadel chalk. So we'll move on then, I guess. Unless you guys have any comments, of course.
That reminds me of a 2015 core, which was our last National Dex year.
Yeah, what like which one?
Yeah, it was exactly that. I think it had those three, but it also had Venusaur on it, I believe.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was. That's exactly what I was thinking because, I mean, you could throw Venusaur on the still like that. That's not out of the question, totally. Right? I mean, you could definitely throw it in there, and you maybe throw a water type like a Rotom Wash or something. Though, well, I mean, Rotom's
probably a Tapu Fini.
Yeah, I would say Tapu Fini over Rotom Wash now. Though, if you want the levitate. it depends, but if you could definitely, I think Feeny's probably the better option. You're right in that. You could throw like a Feeny Coco on that core or something like that. It's a very easy to use core though, I feel, or if it does everything you want it to do. And like Sublime said, I think Venusaur is an excellent option though to go with it. I think it honestly is. The other one is Kangaskhan, because even though they nerfed Kangaskhan to Timbuktu and back, they treated like Kangaskhan as poorly as they did Talonflame, in my opinion. But people still want to try to make it work, mostly because it's not terrible. Because you get Parental Bond still a thing, but it got nerfed down to 25%, right?
And yeah. Then,
what was the nerf? There was a nerf to Sucker Punch. What was the nerf to Sucker Punch?
Sucker Punch went down
70 instead of 80.
It's 70 instead of 80. Okay, that makes sense. So, yeah, Sucker Punch got nerfed. So, I mean, because I've noticed playing Naganadel Chalk, that you miss a lot of Okos with Mega Kangaskhan now. I mean, it also doesn't have Power Up Punch in its move pool because you can't get Power Up Punch on a Kangaskhan in Gen 7. So that honestly, that was smart. They did that on purpose.
That was the biggest thing, probably more than the other two.
Honestly, yeah. They did a really good job with that. Like, they saw that problem and they nerfed it. Like, if you want to think that Pokemon doesn't know how to keep their game balanced, in quotes, looking at you, Lando T., but like if you want to say balanced, you definitely have that they definitely took the Power Up Punch and they're like, let's get rid of this because Kangaskhan was good for 5 years in a row or 3 years in a row. And also I find it really odd. I don't know if you guys remember when Mega Kangaskhan was revealed, but it was totally at Worlds 2013.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was hilarious. Like in retrospect, that is honestly hilarious that Kangaskhan was, that Kangaskhan was given that treatment, and it became one of the biggest Pokemon in VGC for like 3 years. So that's hilarious. They must have known. though. Yeah, so Kangaskhan, you can pair up with a lot of things. I think people are mostly using it for fake out now, right? So you can use a lot you can use a lot of setup mons like that with that. I think here they have both Volcarona and Tapu Fini. For Calm Mind, Tapu Fini, and Quiver Dance, Volcarona. And I mean, setup is a thing which in VGC, which honestly I don't think was huge up until last year. There wasn't a lot of setup prior to this.
No, not that I remember. Like maybe like one.
I the only thing I can think of is something like Geomancy Xerneas in 2016.
That's not setup. That's just press the button, win the game.
Yeah, exactly. So that's not really setup. It's not like your Curslax or something like that. Your Curslax Mimikyu sets or anything. And I think last year, I don't know if it maybe it just brought about a different mindset in the VGC scene because we are still seeing setup, right? Like Calm Mind Fini. I don't think it's something we would have seen before. But to be fair, we have a lot more bulkier mons that are viable than we did than we did 3 years ago.
The 50% berries have changed a lot of it too.
That is. We're going to talk about that later too. another thing though, I think the most surprising core that's on this list is the Komo-o centered one.
Agreed.
Because I mean, we also saw Komo-o, and by the way, again, this is another thing that was shown off at like I think they showed off the Komo-o Z-Moon at Worlds. Yeah. So they knew. They knew. I just find it very odd that this is actually seeing play. I feel like it's such an easy thing to see coming, and you have so many fairy types, but I guess in the doubles format, as long as both of your opponents aren't fairy type, you can definitely get away with this, right? And unlike singles where, the Tapu Koko switch in came in, and so now I got screwed, now my Clangorous Soul Blaze doesn't work. Well, it works really well. You can just, if you bring the proper support, something like a Prankster or... You just get into a position where it's very easy to get Komo-o to set up. I feel like you can do a lot with that. Like, I really like the idea of using a trapper for that. I don't see this. I see this more as a gimmick, personally, than a strategy that'll go very far. I don't. Sigma, you might have you pay more attention to the midseason showdowns than I do.
I'll
defer to you.
Is it winning? Popping up, but it's not winning as much as you'd like to see it.
Yeah,
for something that's such a powerful ability. We'll see what happens at the upcoming regionals and see if it actually takes over there.
Yeah, I'm really excited for the regionals this weekend just to see what comes out on top there, because that's going to be really meta defining. Personally, like the first VGC, the first regional of the year.
Yeah, it's got like 300 people signed up for it right now, so
yeah.
It'll be telling.
Is that just 300 for video game or 300 total, like with the TCG?
That's just Masters in video game. Last time I saw it was 295.
Wow, that's insane. I need to sign up for St. Louis soon. I need to do that. I'm waiting for my paycheck, and then I'll do it. Because it is expensive signing up for those. It's like $40 or something. That's just for like... They also have like other packages. I don't know if you guys have ever been to regionals before. I know you did World... Or Nationals.
Nationals.
Like 2 years ago. Did you go last year, by the way?
No.
I didn't ask. Yeah, okay.
I probably could have, but I did not.
Yeah, I was thinking about it, but I couldn't have because I was in Indiana conference. Actually, I was at a conference in Indiana. It was still in Indiana, just not the right place in Indiana. So
I have relatives in Indianapolis, so I could have saved.
Oh, that's
them
really easy. Oh, but, wow.
Yeah.
No. But to sign up for this, it's like $40 for like basic entry. to be fair, and what really sucks is so like I'm gonna sign up for video game for St. Louis, and I really want the TCG mat, but if you're a VGC player, you get a hat instead of a TCG mat, and it makes me so sad. Just give me—I want the
maybe,
TCG
maybe you
mat.
Can trade for the TCG mat.
I don't think anybody's going to trade for a hat.
You never know.
I honestly don't think so.
Get Catherine to do the TCG.
No, she's really into the VGC. By the way, so like that's
then,
not happening.
Then why don't you do the TCG?
Because I'm going to do the VGC. I want to do it once just to say I've done it once. You know what I mean? This is like a one and done thing. Like after this, I'm probably going to go take a professor test and then become a judge. And that's like, I just want to play once. If I win it, I win it. It's not going to happen, but that's fine. But it's going to be all right. I'd much rather be a judge than play anyway, because I have reasons. So, it's like $40 to do that, but they have like a $200 package you can buy for this regional. And it, like, yeah. Okay. So like there are upgrades to this. Like like there are tiers in between this and the $200 package. And for the $200 package, though, you get to like you're a VIP, and there's like a VIP waiting area with like snacks and stuff. And I think it's the funniest thing in the world. I'm like, who's paying $200 for this? And somebody is. Somebody's doing it. I'm telling you that much. So we'll see. All right, but yeah, back to VGC cores. Mega Metagross centered, because who would have thought Mega Metagross would be good, especially with psychic terrain being a thing that it can utilize. So Mega because Metagross even saw some play in VGC 17. So like I am so unsurprised. Mega Metagross gets psychic terrain, and it does stop like Bullet Punch from being a thing, but the base speed on Metagross is insane anyway. So who cares about Bullet Punch? Because you get to increase Zen Head butt damage, and you could probably almost Oko a Feeny or something with that. And maybe. I don't know. Metagross is pretty big. I don't know, though. But you can pair it with Feeny or something like that.
You could probably get it the one shot with the Dazzling Gleam on the Lele.
Yeah. Maybe. I could see Lele working with it as on top of that, but I think Feeny would be a good... I think that's one of those teams that you could run like two Tapus with, depending on your circumstance.
He was actually saying that a lot of people are going more towards Feeny because it deals with the dark types and the fire types that Metagross does not like. But you could run both, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I honestly, I could see you running both, just so you get, like, depending on the matchup. Because if you see something that's, like, heavily reliant on priority to, like, take out Metagross, like, that's a great way to do it. Though I don't know what priority you would use to take out Metagross other than, like, Sucker Punch. And we'll see. But what else? They also say, like, Zapdos is a good partner as well, which honestly makes sense. Zapdos is, in my opinion, one of the best walls in Pokemon. So
I battled a team like this earlier today, and they gave Psychic Seeds to Zapdos, too. And
Wow. Oh, that's gross. That just sounds so gross. Psychic Seed, like, it's like Mandibuzz on steroids.
It just sets up its tailwind and gets to zap things with Thunderbolt or
Discharge. Even like you could pair it. I'm honestly surprised on this list that I don't see a Garchomp personally.
Let me tell you why. Garchomp never succeeds in years where Landorus is available.
That's true. Oh, you could pair it with Lando. Never mind. Lando's happening. Never mind.
It's really funny. Garchomp is super successful when Lando is banned. And when Lando's available, you never see it almost.
Well, let me tell you a little story about back in Gen 4. Garchomp was really good, and then the power creep happened, and we got Lando T. So that's what happened.
I mean, there was a mid-step in there where there was a Terrakion, but...
Yeah, that's true. There was a Terrakion, but nobody cared. All right, so then you have rain teams. I was talking about rain a little bit earlier, and honestly, it's so unsurprising to me. It's literally what you would run in OU. It's like run a Pelipper, run a Mega Swampert, run a grass type, and that is your team. I mean, you could probably get away with Kingdra as well.
Ludicolo is usually the other option. Ludicolo,
honestly, I think Ludicolo would be a better option. I agree with that.
Kingdra just doesn't hit numbers anymore, and... Then you have like Tapu Fini's going around, weakening its Draco Meteors, and that's just never good. So
I could also see, in addition to this, what is it called? You could probably go ahead and add on like a Mawile or something as well, like a Mega Mawile to like operate with the if you see somebody's
reduce
like
fire running, damage.
Yeah, reduce fire damage is really nice. You get the Intimidate. You can run that. I can see that.
I like combining rain teams with the Mega Metagross teams. They combine really well together.
Yeah, that actually is not terrible synergy, personally. Like, I can see the six that they have listed here, the Lele, the Metagross, the Zapdos, the Swampert, the Pelipper, and the Ferrothorn all meshing really well together, actually.
And if you're running rain, Tapu Koko gets to spam Thunder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's true as well. I mean, rain is also the way you beat, like, the Charizard Y as well. Because you can just kind of shut down the drought, and that really just kills the Charizard Y. So the other one that they have here is setup control, which is the one thing we're talking about with the 50% berries, and how setup is like still a viable strategy for whatever reason. And I find that really interesting, actually. I just find setup control to be incredibly interesting. Like, because this is just something that you didn't see in VGC before, and it's a very... I want to say it's a very like OU strategy, just because you take something very bulky and you give it a little bit of time to set up and you go ahead and you run train. And I mean, this is something that I do with like a Gyarados on a regular basis in OU. And I just find that very interesting. I don't know about you guys.
I thought we were done with Mimilax. I thought that was the thing of the 2017 days, and sadly it is putting up those numbers. And
Mimikyu, it's still going, man. Like,
Mimikyu is scary.
Honestly, we got, like I was saying, we got so much bulky stuff in Gen 7 to go along with everything, to just to make it work. Also, I mean, I'm also surprised we don't see a lot of Trick Room right now, but we could see that change later in the season.
I mean, you got your Trick Rooms options on your Cresselias and your Gothitelles.
I think we're going to go away from seeing Trick Room as like a full-on archetype to just seeing it as a support option.
Stakatakas are scary Trick Room teams right now.
Oh my gosh. But that feels so gimmicky, personally.
Like, feels a little gimmicky, but it does exist.
It does exist, but I that's a gimmick. Like, Stakataka is a gimmick. There's just no way it's not. Like, it is absolutely a gimmick.
And then it starts using
VGC.
It can. I don't know. Like, maybe back in like 2015 it could. But I think now everything's best out of three, right? Like everything, even the premier challenges.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say the premier challenges back like prior to 2017, because 2017 was the last year premier challenges were best of one, right? Or was that, or am I thinking 20?
I think they changed it very early in 2016.
Yeah. I don't remember. I'm trying to think back to the 2016, premier challenge you and I went to. And I
think that was best of one.
That was best of one, I thought. And
yeah,
because I remember like that was honestly like when they made that change, that was honestly the reason I stopped playing. I stopped going to premier challenges regularly because they weren't as fast. They took so long at best of three. And
the new timer rules help it out a little bit.
I honestly think they would. And maybe I'll consider going back to them. I don't know yet. I'm more interested in like being a tournament organizer or something, and doing something like that. But maybe, I don't know. I'm gonna go to a regional and do it once and hope to God I don't die from 9 rounds of Pokemon, and hopefully stick around long enough for 9 rounds of Pokemon as well. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like hopefully I don't go like 0-3 or something. I should start practicing. should really start practicing and like build a good team. And just like stick with it, and the night before, not change anything. Change zero, but that we all know that won't happen. It's fine. So the last thing, because we finished off this list, the last thing I wanted to take a look at was what's it called? Oh my gosh, the usage statistics. Just to see what's on top for everybody, and then we can talk about surprising things. And I don't think any of them are. Except for one. I think it's number 16. So Lando is at the top, undeniably. Tapu Fini's in the second slot. We talked about all of these already. Charizard is at number 3. Tapu Koko is at number 4 because it's Tapu Koko. When we get to something surprising, we can talk about it, but I don't think so. Cresselia is at number 5. Tapu Lele is at number 6. Kangaskhan's number 7. Tyranitar, which is a little interesting, but I think it's because one, you can set up sand, and weather is really nice. At least to be able to disrupt weather is really nice. Mm-hmm. In VGC, and Tyranitar is a decent option for that, so that's something to watch out for. Maybe just bring a fighting type move or something. I don't know.
It's easy to find like a random fighting type move on something.
Yeah, it's not like Gen 2, let me tell you.
Like a superpower Landorus.
Yeah, superpower. That's super common too. That is actually mm-hmm. super common. And so you could also bring the Aegislash as well. It gets at number 9 because it gets Sacred Sword and also Flash Cannon and stuff like that to deal with Tyranitar. So then Zapdos at 10, Metagross at 11, Bulu surprisingly at 12. Honestly, I am a little surprised by that. Granted, it's always like it's always at the bottom of the list in terms of Tapus, but it is it's solid. I mean, you could definitely see Bulu work. And I think more people are getting better at using Bulu, if that makes sense. I think people have kind of figured out like Bulu's niches, and it's really interesting. So Heatran's at 13. Unsurprisingly, it's a member of Chalk. Salamence, because it gets Intimidate, is at number 14. I'm going to go into like 20. I shouldn't go forever, but let's see. Komo-o at 15. We talked about that. Incineroar at 16. Now, I have no idea how this works. Sigma, do you have any idea how this works? What is happening?
It's a nice little bulky guy, and it doesn't take times 4 damage. Yeah, he's got 90s in his HP.
And it looks like it's typically run with Assault Vest. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's super bulky. Generally, it's...
And he gets Fake Out. He does get Fake Out.
Yeah,
that helps. Can you imagine how good it would be with Intimidate?
Yeah, that's its hidden ability, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. It would be top 10, probably.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen this gen, honestly. Like, we didn't get...
It'll be... with PokeBank, probably, if it
you
is.
You think so? I mean, that would be... Honestly, they like to do these things where, like, in the middle of their season, they change up the meta. And I wouldn't be surprised if that's what happens. I honestly wouldn't be surprised.
We get all the starter hidden abilities. Would change up a lot of them, honest. Primarina and Incineroar, I would think.
What is Primarina?
Primarina has to do with sound-based moves becoming water-type.
I don't think
it's going to make it viable suddenly.
Yeah, I agree with Sublime there. What's Decidueye? Oh, it's Long Reach. Never mind.
Yeah, Long Reach isn't really that good.
It's not that good, no.
But Incineroar, that would be a game changer.
Incineroar, like if it's at 16 now, yeah, it would definitely be in top 10. I agree with that. I mean, Maw Isle sitting right below it at 17, because we were talking about that with the rain support. It's really nice. Ludicolo is at 18. One of the top partners for Maw Isle is actually Politoed. Politoed over what's it called? Pelipper. That's surprising to me.
Parish Song.
Parish Song. Okay, I can see that with Maw Isle, because Maw Isle would definitely put more pressure on with that.
And then you got Gothitelle usually on those teams too, to shadow tag them.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. All right, and then you've got that Parish Trap thing is so old now. Like, it's been a thing since when? That's not Gen 5, is it?
In 2014 it saw.
I saw it. I know
because
20.
The format was so limited.
I know 2014.
It does better when there's a smaller pool of Pokemon.
Yeah, because I mean, you see it every year. There's like a resurgence of it, and I just feel so bad because it's so gimmicky. And in a best of three, you could definitely beat it. But in a best of one, like you play online, like with this weekend, there's actually the competition that's coming up, the international, which I would suggest that people go play in if they haven't already. I think it's a great way to go practice. I'm going to practice there if that's anything, but it's a best of one as opposed to a best of three, which makes a huge difference. Maybe we should start those weekly tournaments again, but not on Fridays. Because I like to do things on Fridays. Politoed's number 23, Pelipper, Gengar, Snorlax, Kartana. Nothing here is surprising. Celesteela, Scrafty's at 25. Good on you, Scrafty. Never mind. I understand.
Intimidate.
He's decently bulky. Fake out.
Fake out.
He's like Incineroar, but he has Ice Punch. And
knock off.
He's pretty good. Yeah.
50% parry.
You could put an Assault Vest on him, or oh my gosh, the number 2 item on him is actually Eject Button, which is honestly the best. I'm a fan of that. I'm a fan. But yeah. All right. So yeah, we've gone over the meta, just discussed it a little bit. So we're gonna go ahead and take a short break, guys, and we'll come back at you with a team to discuss.
Ooh.
Hey, Scrawn, are you thirsty?
Yeah, actually, I would like
a glass. That's great. Drink this.
What is it?
It's Corsola Cola. Corsola Cola is Pokemon Fresh. Thousands of Corsola are tossed into vats to create a bubbly, delicious drink. We never see them again. Corsola Cola, it doesn't make your gums bleed.
And welcome back, guys. After that short break, we are here with a team brought to you by Coop. You guys can always send your teams to us to talk about at PucklePodcast@gmail.com. Though next month we're going to be talking Piddle, draft league format. So definitely watch out for that and come back for that, because that is going to be like right before, like the draft is going to take place like early March. So get ready for that. I'm somewhat excited. I'm also somewhat scared that I just realized it's a month away and we have to re-tier things. So that's a scary notion. But let's jump into it. So I'm going to just read this email from Coop. That's who it is. And we'll go through his team and say why we like it. and what we don't like about it, but I'm sure he's much better at VGC than I am, so. Hello, fellow Puckalonians. I really wish I were more witty about this, but alas, I will never have the licks of British Gent or Lydian, nor do I ever deserve the Green Taurus badge. Though I would like to throw in my experience about the midseason showdown I went to. First off, 100 miles from me. 2 hours moving at about, wait, that is going to incriminate me, a speed. Let's just stick with that. Also, it ended up not being 2 hours for moving on. Wait, okay. I was so eager to get to it, I actually made a stop by Winn-Dixie. Safeway/Vons, I think, owns it. Either way, it was for deodorant. I forgot it before I bolted out of the door in the morning, and let's just say, please, for the love of RCS, put some on for the sake of the entire room you're about to be shoulder to shoulder with. They don't want to smell your Garbodor. My day went rather smoothly, as there were several times where my opponent lived on two, or got that double protect, or randomly just get that miss on play rough that makes you want to rip your hair out. Though in the end, it's all good. I have some of the most fun I've ever had at these events. In the end, my record really means nothing, as the experience is worth all of the losses. Besides, there is a whole different aura between people face-to-face compared to two over the internet. This is incredibly true, by the way. I was on the stream. R Sigma mentioned what I should have tailwinded on turn one on game one, and I should have ran the game from there. It was close and down to the wire. Game two, I did the memes of Let's Snuggle Forever. Which mid-season showdown was this? Do you know, Sigma?
It was one down in Florida.
Sounds right. Okay. Either way, here's the team I ended up bringing. I had Electrium Z on Zapdos, but I'm really digging that Z tailwind. Goes through taunt and gives +2 crit rate. All in all, I have some of the most fun playing Pokemon competitively, and it's worth every last bit. If anyone has a chance to go to one of these and see what it's like, then by all means do it. Remember, no matter how you do, you are better than everyone who is too afraid to go to one. Take care, Coop. So he gave us the team that he brought, except with some changes. So the first Pokemon he brought was Mega Kangaskhan. Ooh. So we have Kangaskhan with Kangaskhanite, Scrappy before it Mega Evolves, which I think is the standard now. Mm-hmm. Because you want to hit those ghost types with with some kind of move, fake out or double edge or whatever. Though in his case, he's running Sucker Punch, Low Kick, Ice Punch, and Fake Out with a Jolly Nature. He also has he has his EV spread. I am not going to pretend to know what his benchmarks were. So I'm going to put all of these, of course, in the show description as we do every week. But that seems like a pretty standard Kangaskhan. The Ice Punch is there, I think, probably for more flying types and probably for that Lando.
Mm-hmm.
And because, I mean, that is true for the Lando. Low Kick is pretty standard for dark types. Also, Tyranitar, we were talking about that. Being
Stack like, Attack 2 here and there.
Stop making
this. 29.
Stop pretending Stack Attack is a thing. just stop. It's got 2 4 times weaknesses, okay? It's bad.
I mean, so is Tyranitar.
Tyranitar is actually good, though.
Tyranitar has one.
Tyranitar.
Stack Attack is good in Trick Room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't care. but this seems like a pretty standard Kangaskhan.
A little awkward not to have Stab.
Yeah, like a Double Edge or a Return or something. Mm-hmm. Though I think Double Edge is objectively better. IMO.
Now it is.
Yeah, I think it's objectively better. Especially with like the nerf to Parental Bond. So the other one he has is Zapdos with the Flynium Z, because he likes the Z Tailwind. Because it hits through taunt, which is true. And that is one of the most infuriating things in the world, is when like somebody uses like Z Trick Room or something. It's just absurd. It's so infuriating. Because it's just like, yeah, I was gonna taunt. To be fair, you could just replace that with the Mental Herb and you get the same thing. So Z Tailwind, what does it boost outside of speed?
Crit.
It's an increased crit. That's perfectly fine, especially on a Zapdos. He's running his spread, which is, I'm sure, some kind of defensive benchmark with some speed benchmark that I'm not going to understand. That's the thing with a lot of these VGC sets, is like they're definitely tailored to the team. And unless you talk to the person who built the team directly, you are not going to understand these spreads. Coop, thankfully, is in the community, so you could probably talk to him. If not, he's definitely on the Twitch streams. He definitely watches like every single Twitch stream, so definitely check him out there. But he's Flynium Z, Modest Nature with the Thunderbolt, Heat Wave, Hidden Power Ice, and Tailwind. That like we were talking about speed control earlier, and this is like a great example of that. Outside of like the Trick Room, like we were saying. So I don't know if it's because I've become a better player at VGC or not, but I've definitely seen I can pick out the speed control more easily in the past few years. I guess you also didn't have as many options in the past few years, before VGC 14. Though, I don't know if any of us played before then, so... I actually went to Nationals in 2011. I don't know if you guys knew that. We actually recorded the whole episode about it because it was me, Sarge, and App that went in 2011. That episode just like broke. That like Audacity crashed super hard that day, and that episode never came to fruition. But it was a fun trip. I mean, we went to Indianapolis. We got to see it. And that was like looking at Nationals now versus Nationals then, completely different atmosphere. Though they had the same exact banners. Same exact banners. So that's the only thing to pick up from that. But that, like we said, that Zapdos is pretty standard. Thunderbolt, I mean, I think Discharge is a decent option as well, personally.
Thunderbolt's probably
better. Depends on the team composition. But...
Yeah, it depends on the team composition. You're right. I mean, he's not running like a lot of... he's not actually running a ton of Protect, actually, on this team at all. I think the only he has one mon with Protect on this, which is nuts to think about in a VGC team. Mm-hmm. But that's just the metas we're in now. It's fantastic. These bulky metas. So after Zapdos, he has Tapu Fini with the Aguave Berry, one of the 50% berries. Misty Surge, obviously. He has a far more complicated spread than I'm going to be able to decipher. Calm Nature, Protect, Scald, Icy Wind, Calm Mind. There's that Icy Wind. I love Icy Wind. It is my favorite move of all time. And I like the one thing that I remember having Icy Wind is Oricorio.
Yes, Oricorio gets it.
Oricorio gets Icy Wind because of move tutors now, and it's fantastic. Like,
it is.
Like, especially in doubles. Like doubles Icy Wind is just fantastic. I do love it though for the for OU as well. I think Icy Wind has a nice niche in OU for speed control. It's not as reliable as say Sticky Webs. But it's definitely like a good backup to Sticky Webs if your webs get spun away or something like that. And especially on a mon like Oricorio with like, what's Oricorio's base speed? It's like 90 something.
93.
Right?
92, 93.
Yeah, 93,
like that.
Right? That's not a terrible base speed. Like that's a nice regime to be in.
It has speed Lando T.
Mm-hmm. Lando T is 191. So
yep.
That is very nice. Mm-hmm. So there's that Tapu Fini. It looks like it's relatively bulky with 236 HP and 252 defense. Which is honestly what Tapu Fini is good at. It's a Calm Mind variant, so there's your setup. We were talking about that setup earlier. And I mean, you have setup with that Kangaskhan. That Kangaskhan can fake out. You can go ahead, bring Tapu Fini in with that, and you can Calm Mind up, get a good Scald off. Personally, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of Scald on Tapu Fini. I don't know about you guys. VGC might be different just because of how often the terrains might change. But
it's awkward because you don't really have better choices.
I mean, you have Hydro, technically.
It could technically burn Lando T too.
That's true. I don't know. It's one of those things that I just feel like.
More, I think it's more situational than.
Yeah, I mean, moves. Like Sigma said, I mean, Hydro Pump obviously doesn't have the accuracy of Scald.
Neither does Muddy Water.
Yeah, well, Muddy Water is also a double hit, so like you get reduced power on that, right?
Yep. And then you have Surf, but that hits everything, so
yeah.
Also reduced power.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, so I mean, it's one of those things where you don't have like a perfect water move for that.
No,
I'm honestly surprised at the lack of like a Moonblast, but I guess with Icy Wind you kind of have that covered to an extent, so that's not terrible. The next one is Sigma's favorite, which is Mimikyu.
Yeah,
with Mimikyu Z, it looks like a bulkier set, honestly, and I'm surprised. 252 HP and 236 defense, which is really weird to me.
Probably survived something.
Mm-hmm. So it's got Shadow Sneak, Play Rough, Trick Room, and Psych Up. Which is
we'll figure out with that psyching up soon.
Yeah, it's psyching up probably from this next partner, which is Snorlax, because Mimikyu Snorlax is unfortunately still a thing, where you have Figgy Berry on Snorlax with Gluttony, so it eats that early, with a pretty bulky set of 180 HP, 252 defense. It's Brave, so you can play in that Trick Room. It's got Recycle, Return, High Horsepower, and Belly Drum, which I'm sure that Mimikyu would love to psych up. that Belly Drum, just take that Belly Drum and get x4 attack on Mimikyu. That's honestly really interesting. Over Swords Dance, I would definitely take that over Swords Dance any day. Psych up over Swords Dance when you partner it with Snorlax. I think that's fantastic. The other and then the final member of this team is Landorus Therian, because what VGC wouldn't be complete without Lando T? Now, what Pokemon team, for that matter, would be complete without Lando T? Pokemon's a game where you have Lando T and five other Pokemon now. So, Intimidate, obviously, and he is running a bulkier Lando T with 244 HP investment. Adamant Nature, U-Turn, Earthquake, Rock Slide, and Hammer Arm. He's also Assault Vest, so he gets a special defense buff from that as well. Hammer Arm I find interesting, but I mean, if you're playing a Trick Room team, I guess that works out.
Mm-hmm.
Over Superpower, I guess you could run Hammer Arm. And Earthquake solid. I mean, you've got Zapdos that could partner well with that. Just like with Earthquake Spam. Rock Slide's always a solid move because you can get those flinches. And then there's always U-Turn. But I think this is a decent team, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Does anybody else have any thoughts?
Like you said, I watched him on stream, mm-hmm. and I felt bad because I used to run a similar team with Latios, mm-hmm. and I used to be able to power up punch with my Kang turn one because the Charizard Venusaur lead always double protected.
Always. Always. Just always.
So you set up a Tailwind and you power up punched your partner, and then you were a plus two Kang under Tailwind, and you won, man. The game. Good times.
Yeah, that's too bad there's no more power up punch.
Right.
That's so sad. But I mean, this is an interesting team. I think it kind of covers everything that we talked about. A lot of the major things that are going on now. Mm-hmm. With like the with the Lando T being popular, with the Zapdos being popular, and the Kangaskhan. I mean, it's pretty much everything we said today.
Mm-hmm.
It's very interesting. Though a plus two crit's great too from Z Tailwind. So I guess that's where we're going to end it. If you guys want to send your teams into us, we'll definitely take a look at them. Though it's going to be hard for next week. We won't actually have a team. We'll probably be separate from the discussion of the meta next week, in that we're going to be talking about draft league format for the topic, which most of us here are actually very familiar with, being in the Puckle Draft League Season 1. I think everybody but Shamu is helping me. So
yeah, we were kind of a team.
Yeah, Shamu is my team. We were working together, so We're gonna talk about draft league next week, especially because that's probably about the time that the tiers are gonna be released for Piddle, season 2. So definitely watch out for that. I also know if I'm playing then. I don't know if I'm playing yet, just because Pokemon fatigue is a real thing.
And life gets busy.
Man, dude, week 12 last season, I was just so dead.
It got harder to plan for your matches as it went on.
Yeah, it was just so dead. Like, I was good for like the first 11 weeks, and then week 12 rolled around and I'm like, I don't want to do this.
I should breed an adamant sand slash with the iron head, but nah, I'll be okay.
Yeah.
Watches as the Toxapex survives. It's like, oh no.
Yep. Yep. It happens, man. It happens. There's just so many moves that I've made in draft league that I'm just like, why did I do that? And so we're going to definitely be talking some draft league next week or next month, not next week. Thank God this show is not every week. And so we're going to be doing this next month. We're going to talk some draft league. But if you want to send in the team for any format next month, feel free to do so at pucklepodcast@gmail.com, and we'll go through it and we'll have a good time with it. And we'll deconstruct it and have some fun with it. So if you want to check out the team from this month, it's going to be in the show notes. And I think that's gonna be it for this week, or this month of Puckle Battlecast. I have been Thatch.
I'm Shamu.
I continue to be Sublime.
And I'm R Sigma.
And in the Battle Royale Dome of Alola, it's closing.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.